asked me to bring a team down to play him. Every time he wanted to entertain those boys down there, didn't have to leave. And so I take a team down there once in a while. I pick up boys that I knew in high school from Marlboro and Bartow and all around. And we go down there and play them. I was before the public quite a bit when the baseball came. We go barnstorming every now and then. We had a good team and went barnstorming one time. We played in Ocala, Leesburg, Palatka, Daytona Beach, and old West Palm Beach, down at Miami, and Lake Worth. We played all over the state. If we could get a 3-day stand on the guarantee, we pick those boys up and all go down there and play. That team won 18 straight ball games.
Wow.
We had a pitcher that had been with the Boston Red Sox tryout, and he hadn't made it, so they sent him to the Eastern League, and he didn't like it, so he came home, and he was a native down there, and he and I got the ball club rolling, and everywhere he went, I went, and he charged him $75 a game to pitch, and I'd get $25 to catch. So I was offered this contract with the Smokers in Tampa when Al Lopez was coming up. I'm about 3 or 4 years older than Al, and I was a finished ball player. I had been playing ever since I was 16 or 17. Al was a good ball player. He just was erratic, and he was young. He was only 17, 18 years old when he signed up with the professional ball. But we playing them, man, they had an off day, and they came over here to play us. And our team here in Lake Wales, we were giving them a fit. We had some good ball players. We had some state league ball players that we had hired that were tired of playing 6 days a week. We had the best home run hit in the state league, played first base for us. And we had a boy named Joy Welch from Lakeland that was the best fielder the city of Lakeland had. We had him, and they'd rather play over here for $25 a game than they had to play in the state league for $80 a month. And no prospects are going up. And some of them were married, and some of them didn't like playing 6 days a week. And so Tommy Leach, managing Tampa Smokers, and we always gave them a fit. We beat them once in a while, but on average they beat us because they had better pitching probably. But he offered me one day, told me, said, come on over and play with me in Tampa. I said, you've got Lopez. Everywhere I've been the last 3 years, Lopez was there when he was 16, playing somewhere. And I said, you've got Al. He said, Al can play anywhere. Al can play second base. And you come on over and catch me, and we'll let Al play second base. And I said, no. How much you pay? I knew how much you pay because I'd already asked him. $80 a month. I said, man, I got a job. That was before I bought my cleaning plant over there. I had the cleaning plant running it, but everybody got malaria out the phosphate mine that was running the power plant. See, I'd worked in the power plant from the time I was a kid. Every summer, go out there and worked in there. I didn't have any child labor law. And I had worked up to where I was operating engineer. I had a license to operate diesel plant. We had red big diesels to make electricity for the city of Fort Meade and for the phosphate mine. Florida Power wasn't in existence then, of the one over here. And every phosphate mine had a power plant, and it was a good trade and a good business, and it was one of the highest paid jobs on the job. But they lay you off whenever times you get tough and you wasn't married. Well, you just will go look for a job for 6 months and come back when they say, come on back, Frank, we need you. So I was in the cleaning plant, and came in there one day and said, Frank, we want you to come out and run a shift for us out of the phosphate mine. I said, oh, no. I told you last time I was out there that I never phosphate anymore, that I was through phosphate.